This Get Made.
Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made. Big announcement. I'm going to be in Austin this week, June 7th, Friday night at 9:30 at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz, showing you a whole bunch of cool shit. Brand new NTSF SDSUV, world premiere of that. Some pilots that have never really aired. Some brand new Arshirio Paul shows, Human Giant sketches, a whole bunch of cool shit. I'll be joined by Martin Starr and Brandon Johnson, also from NTSF SDSUV. We're going to be there Friday, 9:30. Come on out for a mini marathon. It's going to be fun. If you bring yourself in a costume, I'm going to give you a prize, some cool prizes to give out. So thank you for that. And now we are doing what no other human being has chosen to do themselves. We are going to see After Earth, the Will and Jaden Smith sci-fi morality tale directed by M. Night Shyamalan? I forget how you pronounce his name. Shyamalan. I guess that's it. Oh boy. I don't want to do this. But you've asked for it, you've requested it, and we're going. We're on such a high after Fast 6, and you're making us go see this movie. A movie that has 13% on Rotten Tomatoes. A movie where the reviewer for the Wall Street Journal writes, "Is this the worst movie ever made?" Maybe. Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. I don't want to go. But you're making me go. You're making Jason go. You're making June go. We're just going to get mad at you. Here, take a listen to the trailer.
Landed. Two confirmed survivors. Son, this is not training. This is a class one quarantined planet. The threats we will be facing are real. Everything on this planet has evolved to kill humans. Every single decision we make will be life or death. But if we are going to survive this, you must realize that fear is not real. It is a product of thoughts you create. Now do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real. But fear is a choice. Do you know where we are?
No, sir.
Earth.
What have you done? What have you done to us? Is it me, or does this feel slightly like Oblivion with a father-son cast? What am I excited about? I'm excited for Jaden to bring the heat. The Karate Kid up in After Earth. If there isn't a moment where the Statue of Liberty is broken in half, I'm going to be pissed. If there isn't a moment where Will Smith creates an awesome rap song about Earth and it being After Earth, I'm going to be pissed. If there is not a twist ending where we realize that it is Earth, well, I guess it's After Earth. But maybe it's Earth now? They like went away? I want a Charlton Heston twist moment. This is his Planet of the Apes without the apes. Oh my gosh. Guys, I don't recommend you doing this. I'm saying to you, we're professionals. We watch shitty movies as our job, and I'm saying don't do it. But if you must, we welcome you. We welcome you to the new episode next week. Go to the theaters, go see After Earth. in IMAX, because maybe that will make it even better. But that's what we're going to do next week. Just a reminder, our New York shows are sold out. Our LA show is sold out. But if you are coming to the LA show, I want you to know something very important. We are doing the movie Howard the Duck. So that's right. If you're coming to LA, watch Howard the Duck. It's going to be really good. All right. Now we're on to my favorite part of the mini episode, corrections and omissions. This is the part of the show where you tell us if we missed anything or if we were wrong in saying something that we did say about the last movie we talked about. And that last movie was the glorious, the fantastic Fast and Furious 6, a movie that Vin Diesel said is guaranteed to win Oscars. Here we go.
Correction.
This is one thing that I've been getting from everyone, so I'm not going to reference anyone in particular, but Han was a smoker, and now he's a snacker. You see, he quit smoking, so that's why he's always snacking. We didn't know why he was snacking. It was because he was a smoker. Now he got that out of the way. Although someone else brought up that in Fast 5, it was said that he had a very high metabolism. So either way, that's maybe why he doesn't gain weight, and that's probably why he's snacking all the time. Guys, both of your answers can live together in harmony.
Correction.
A lot of people brought this to my attention as well. The Rock does have a stunt double, and his stunt double is a relative of The Rock, and the dude is bigger than The Rock. Holy shit. If I could show you his IMDb page, you would be like, what the what? Because this guy makes The Rock look like Paul Walker. Paul Walker in 10 Things I Hate About You. Was he in that movie? I feel like he might have been in that movie.
Correction.
Rocco Mirabelli writes, Gina Carano was not known for being a stunt double in An American Gladiator. She's known for being one of the best women's MMA fighters in the world before she took a break to act. All right, man. Chill out. And she was an American Gladiator, so fuck you, Rocco.
Omission.
Patty Bees writes, during one scene, The Rock asks Ludacris to cross-reference something on his computer. Ludacris then types some stuff into the computer, and then on the computer screen, in giant letters, it reads, cross-referencing. Man, oh man, I don't know how we didn't catch that. That is amazing. Thank you, Patty B. She also brings up this part that I really like. She said, you missed my favorite line of the whole movie. After Vin Diesel flies out of the car to save Letty, and he and her have a talk at the military base, she asks him something along the lines of, how'd you know that there would be a car to break our fall? And Vin Diesel replies, I didn't. This implies that if the car wasn't there, they would have died. And that makes no sense. A car doesn't break your fall much more than cement. And the best part is, this line is said completely serious in a very dramatic tone. In no other world except Fast and the Furious would you ever think, thank God there was a car there to break my fall. Patty B, you are, get ready for this, you are the correction and omission queen of the week. Very well researched. I'm very happy to have you writing on our message boards.
Omission.
Dave Kinney brings up a very good point. At one point he says, The Rock says, to catch wolves, you need wolves, which both shows a questionable police strategy and a dangerous misunderstanding of wolves. This is not a smart choice. He's right. He actually made a very funny cartoon of The Rock using wolves. You can check that out on the Earwolf message boards. Boy, oh boy, there are so many comments on the boards. A lot of you guys did not get it. And what can I say? Picasso is also misunderstood. So for all of you people who are like, I didn't like it, it's not cool. Do those guys really like the movie? Yes, we really like it. Are you dumb for not getting it? Yes, you are dumb. Is this a movie that you're going to go and tell your kids that you were alive when it came out? Probably. So for all those who like, I don't have high standards and I didn't like it, fuck you. Fuck you hard. Fuck you in the face. All right, guys. Now it is time to open up the viewer mailbag. Viewer mailbag. Here we go. This is when you ask me Q's, I give you A's. Jason Check writes, how did the Mighty Ducks get so good? I think it's because secretly they were nervous if they didn't get good, that fat kid would eat them. Straight up cannibal style. So they were like, shit, we gotta skate faster so this fat kid doesn't eat the fuck out of us. So that's what I think. I think it was all the fat kid based. Jeremy Holt writes, in a fight between Vin Diesel and global warming, who do you think would come out as a victor? Well, Jeremy, great question. I think that the Vin would kind of mumble something real low. And then all of a sudden, you know, what would happen is global warming would have to come in close to here. I mean, like, what was that? You know, that would be global warming. And global warming come in a little bit closer. What was that? And then boom, Vin puts him in a headlock, slams him down, breaks his neck. I mean, look, I would like to see The Rock and Vin Diesel team up to beat global warming. Let's have a sequel to that movie, An Inconvenient Truth 2, starring Vin Diesel. Make a poster for it, please. Michael Spencer writes, what's your favorite type of Pez dispenser? Well, my favorite type is the Michael Douglas kind, although I don't like eating his Pez because it's full of HPV. Oh, topical joke about Michael Douglas getting throat cancer from eating pussy. Zach Sheets writes, who would win in a battle between Fast and Furious crew and the Expendables? Have you seen the age difference on these guys? The Fast and Furious crew is the younger Expendables. They would just run them down. Granted, Expendables has more guns, but as long as the Fast and Furious crew are in their cars, they could run away, like, you know, drive away from the bullets. Although Terry Crews is a pretty tough guy. I like to see Terry Crews come on the Fast and Furious team. We already got Statham on our side. Jet Li, him and Han could go head-to-head, but Han sucks at karate. Joshua Lopez, or is it Josie Lopez? I don't know. J-O-S-U-E. Josu? Maybe it's Josu. Is there any more spaghetti? Well, Mr. Lopez or Mrs. Lopez, that all depends on the type of person you are. Are you a pasta bowl half-full person? Or a pasta bowl half-empty person? For me, there's always enough spaghetti, but is there enough meatballs? Jeff Gabrielson writes, when is a good time to eat pizza bagels? Never. It sounds like a good idea, but it's too doughy. It's too doughy. If you want to have a good bagel pizza experience, get English muffin, man. That's the way to go. English muffins are the way to go. That's the way you make a mini pizza. Don't fucking mess around with bagels with the hole in the center. Hole in the center? That's a mess. It's a goddamn mess. You get that English muffin, you come back to me, you tell me what you think. Kyle Brown writes, any plans to add more letters to NTSF-SUV-SD? Well, that's the wrong title. It's NTSF-SD-SUV, ... yes, as a matter of fact, we are going to London this year, a special half-hour episode in London, and we're going to visit the STSF-UK-DDB, Socialism Strike Force, UK, double-decker bus. I think they have the same amount of letters, but you put them all together, they work in tandem. And we're also, just a reminder, going to be in Austin this Friday. Buy your tickets. See me and Martin Starr and Brandon. I've already talked about it. You already know about it. But come out and see us at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz. And finally, Sarah Malkin writes, raisins are definitely the worst part of any given trail mix. Agree or disagree? Sarah, I agree. Who wants those raisins, man? You always have to put them to the side of the bag. No, June does. June just leaves them all in the bag, and then I go in to grab some trail mix and get a handful of raisins. I don't want that shit. What, I look like a sun maid? I'm not into that. Take your raisins out. I think if I was a consumer making trail mix, I would make a raisinless trail mix, and I would make a raisin trail mix. And I would see the numbers. You'd watch. No one wants those raisins. It's filler. It's like those terrible peanuts in the mixed peanuts thing. No one wants those. Disgusting nuts. We want the good nuts, the cashews, the pistachios, the peanuts. But you're going to give me this crappy one that has like a brown skin on it? No, thank you. I'm a human being. I demand respect. Mailbag. All right, guys. That is it for this mini episode. We will be back next week reviewing After Earth because you made us do it. Again, if you're coming to L.A., Howard the Duck, that is June 15th. At Largo, LA. And if you're going to be in Austin this weekend, that is June 7th. I'll be at the Alamo Draft House with Martin Starr and Brandon Johnson showing you a whole bunch of cool shit. And of course, our New York shows are sold out. Stay tuned for the movies that we'll be talking about in New York. As always, buy a t-shirt because you love it. And visit earwolf.com, the best place for things earwolf.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.